Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. Great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Still socially distant.
Distant, yeah. We're at least, well, we're about 4 feet apart here, but we're looking in opposite directions, right? So we're not breathing on each other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I got coffee and cigarette breath, so you probably don't want it.
I'll stay away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope everybody's weathering the storm okay out there.
Yep.
Sounds like they're loosening up a little bit of something. They opened the golf courses up last Saturday, so people are happy about that.
Brandon Alstead stopped by our place with his golf cart and visited for a little bit. And he said he was out at 5 a.m. on Saturday golfing just because he could.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people, they're talking down in the cities where they have to get your reservations in. About an hour or so, they filled up the entire weekend, you know. So,
oh, I bet.
Yeah, people want to get out there. That's good. Just follow the rules and keep socially distant and everything will be good. So,
you know, I was excited to see that Governor Walz opened up shooting ranges again because, you know, that's my hobby. So.
Yep. Well, hopefully we'll be gradually phasing in everybody else here as we go. So, but stay safe in the meantime.
Absolutely. Please do.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today,
of course,
shall we?
Today we're saluting Private First Class Arthur Henry Mosing. Arthur was born on February 8th, 1915 in Lac Parle County and passed away on September 13th, 2003. He owned a trucking company in the Appleton area for a number of years. He entered active duty on February 2nd, 1942, in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on September 3rd, 1945, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a rifleman with Company E of the 21st Infantry. Spent 3 years, 2 months, and 18 days overseas service. So the bulk of his military service was spent overseas. He took part in battles of the Southern Philippines and New Guinea. And some medals and ribbons that he earned the Combat Infantryman's Badge, Purple Heart for wounds received in the Southwest Pacific Theater of Operations, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Philippine Liberation Ribbon, 6 overseas service bars, and a lapel button. He's a hero in my book, CIB and a Purple Heart. That's pretty heroic.
Very noteworthy, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, absolutely. So we thank you, Arthur, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, let's hit the topic today. The VA, Facebook, and American Red Cross are providing portal video calling devices to veterans, caregivers, and their families. Tell us about that.
Well, every time I hear about that portal from Facebook, I can't help but remember those commercials with Muppets, where they're talking to each other over video conference. But a press release came out on April 15th discussing how some veterans, as well as their caregivers and families, can be eligible for video communication devices from the Department of Veterans Affairs. They began making portal from Facebook devices available April 15th to veterans and their caregivers and families to reduce isolation, improve social connectedness at home. In support of veterans' mental health and social connection, VA partnered with Facebook to provide more than 7,400 devices, while the American Red Cross Military Veteran Caregiver Network will store and ship them in pairs to qualifying veterans along with their caregivers and families. So, you know, one device, you know, isn't enough, so they got to send one to each person so they can remain connected. So, partnership was initiated by the Prevents Office, which is charged with supporting the Executive Order Task Force responsible for the development and implementation of the President's Roadmap to Empower Veterans and End National Tragedy of Suicide, Prevents. Veterans, families, and caregivers will benefit through an increased support system, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Their goal is to for veterans to feel less isolated through more communication. And they believe this technology will help veterans who might otherwise be unreachable. Those participating in Reach Vet, one of VA's caregiver support programs, which is General Caregiver Support Services, a program of comprehensive assistance to family caregivers, or in any VA's geriatric and extended care service programs, may qualify to receive a free portal device. For more information on how to obtain such device, veterans and caregivers should contact their veterans' primary care team at their local VA healthcare facility. You can always contact our office as well, and I can see what I can do, find more information on how to obtain one. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Greening up a little bit over there.
Yep. But due to public health concerns, Blackhawk County offices remain closed to the public until further notice. But some workarounds are being implemented to...
I know the license center has loosened up a little bit there.
Yep.
But still, they're discouraging. I mean, you can't just walk into the... Like the old days. But
right.
You've
got to call beforehand and set up an appointment. And then, you know, we do some magic with the doors and have a space for dropping off and picking up stuff. And,
right. So hopefully we'll be getting past that soon.
Yep. And I've done that as well with a veteran or two. And, you know, to do that with my office, you can give me a call at 320-598-3445.
And I just gave you some flags to recycle, so.
Yes.
Yep, they can always drop those off over here at the radio station. In the meantime, you've got a drop box for recycling flags.
Yes.
And properly at your place.
Yep, and I've got a couple of big bags ready to be retired.
So. Okay, very good. And, of course, the VFWs remain pretty much closed as far as the bars and bingo and all that stuff around the area here.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but it's something that we have to do.
Right, so as we say, we'll... keep people posted on just any new developments there, and things are changing a little bit. So,
yep.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate you coming in, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Vets Info on the Air here this morning on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.